According to Toby Weed with the Utah Avalanche Center, the current conditions are prime for an avalanche, even though it's not common to have one cover the road.
Right now, we think it's a pretty isolated thing, but natural avalanches are occurring on steep slopes across the region.
Because of the danger to drivers, even after an avalanche, Weed warns that if you see one, get away from it. Don't stick around.
We don't want to have traffic nearby the avalanche because other slides could come down as well.
Craig Watts drove through the canyon by the avalanche and says it was so snowy he could barely see it.
You can't see anything because it's a whiteout. The snow is so thick, the wind's blowing, and so you can't see up on the mountain, see any perspective of what kind of snow slipped.
Updates on the opening of the canyon and current avalanche conditions can be found at our website, upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.